Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
February 2nd, 2024, the most eventful SmackDown ever? Question mark? A lot happened tonight. Heels became faces. Stories are to be continued. There's a new center of the universe on SmackDown. Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits have a new member of their faction that... Is it the Hurt Business 2.0? Who knows? We're gonna dive into this. We're gonna figure this all out. And by the way, The Rock showed up and he's facing Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. All that and more on tonight's SmackDown recap on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Look, we gotta talk about this end segment first. Is what everyone's buzzing about. I'm not gonna make you sit through everything else. Lord. We're gonna talk about it and then we're gonna come back to it. Other news happened today. Wrestling Inc. has all the headlines, but look, here's the headline. Cody Rhodes said, Roman Reigns, I'm going to take everything from you. I won the Royal Rumble. I get to call my shot of who I want to face. I'm taking it all from you, buddy, but not at WrestleMania. Brought out The Rock. No words exchanged. Intense stares. Cody looking like he was darn near about to cry, heading to the back and seating the stage.
All right, but he's always looking like he's about to cry, or he is crying, so that's not any different than the usual Cody that we get. Just want to make sure that we clarify that.
But why are we crapping on Cody? Damn!
He's always crying. No, I'm sorry. It's a fact that he's always crying.
Okay, look. I mean,
he's going through some stuff. And Dallas, Dusty Rhodes.
And by the way, no Rock Night 1, Cody Night 2. Like, no, Seth, you made some great points. I've made my decision, but I sought counsel from people, including The Rock. And apparently this is the right thing to step aside after being a back-to-back Rumble winner. I predicted this was going to happen, but seeing how Cody looked out there, this is the saddest way possible for Cody to have made this decision. And now I feel really bad about
That's what they want you to feel.
Maybe. It's super weird, though. Issa, you got thoughts and feelings. I have an idea where you're going to lean. Flobo, to you first.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this?
So I like the impact, right? Imagine Cody calling out The Rock. I visibly holy crapped, right? Which is kind of cool as a fan. Yeah. I like the stare down. We don't get a reason. But now... It is interesting what that means for Cody. And what did Rock say off camera? Hey, listen, kid, you ain't got a chance. Let me do it. Like, I don't know. I don't know if the council was.
Wait, that's how The Rock talks.
Yeah, look here, see?
The Rock sounds like Cat Williams.
I'm going to go out there and beat him at WrestleMania. No, I'm just kidding. So we didn't really know what that was about. So that's kind of weird. But I do like the fact that everyone was kind of annoyed with the Cody story. They all thought it was going to go that way. Why not give us the swerve and give us something different?
Yeah. This is the best tweet I just pulled up on my timeline from PBS Impulse 9 saying, boy looked like Doctor Strange when he gave up the time stone to Thanos.
Dang.
Like, Cody looked so defeated tonight. I really feel awful. Issa, how are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling great. I think Roman Reigns was going to be, no matter who it was Cody, it was The Rock, we're going to have the same result. But I would think, like, why would you? You know what the definition of insanity is? Doing the same thing without different results. That would have been what would have happened if Cody main event at WrestleMania. So let's step aside and let The Rock do it. Well, I feel like it's like if we don't get the match before, are we just spoiling what we already know is going to happen, that Roman wins against The Rock and then we continue the Cody thing? Did that take away? That's where I'm at with it. But Roman was going to win, whether it was Cody or The Rock. So I'm good regardless.
I mean, okay, so here's some headlines out of tonight. The Rock and Roman Reigns are facing each other at WrestleMania. Here's a spoiler alert.
Possibly.
Okay. Spoiler alert. Roman Reigns is breaking Hogan's title reign record.
Fine with me.
Roman Reigns is going to have the national record for the WWE.
The only person who cares about that is JD from New York. Like, who cares?
The only record that there is to break, he's not going to break, which is the
I just like,
no, but that was territory, though. That was territory. That was back when, that's back when Wagon Train ran for 20 years on television.
Look, there's only
Roman to retire champion, and he should also main event the next 10 WrestleMania.
Nobody cares about streaks unless you're Bruno Sammartino. This whole thing of like beating Hogan, is Hogan lesser now if Roman Reigns has more days? Like, it doesn't matter. Who cares?
Yeah. Okay. So
for that reason, I don't mean for anything.
Yeah,
else.
That's the reason. That's the only reason. Finally, something to diminish the pristine reputation of Hulk Hogan by The Rock breaking his record. No, it's been a week, people. If we don't have humor, we got nothing. Let's get to some super chats. The Token Dom, $2. What inning are we in? I think Cody finished. I think it's well, boys. Bigfoot Sneakerhead said with his super chat, I called him. I said, Cody versus Roman in Survivor Series. I think it's a Survivor Series. War Games, where Cody finishes the story and beats Roman.
Why Survivor
Series? Roman doesn't even work Survivor Series, please.
Well, because of the War Games has the dusty tie in. I bet you they call the NXT takeover that weekend Starcade. Like, it's a full dusty tribute weekend. Cody gets the win. Like, it works. I think it works.
Do you like this idea? You already sound bored saying it. You're like, Survivor Series.
Okay. Because Cody, quote unquote, finishing the story right. Is super predictable. So the reason I sound bored saying it is like, I want to see what happens next. We know what's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, but then again, okay, to use the Marvel comparison, like, we knew ultimately the Avengers were going to defeat Thanos. But it meant more because they lost the first time, and then we had a very inventive way how they got to that finish. I don't think Cody's going to travel back in time and steal the time stones.
Wow.
And then figure out a way to defeat Roman there.
It was so loose.
But.
Dang, he's just like, whoa. I was like, dang. the shame.
Yeah. But I think they're gonna build this up. I think it's gonna be good. I think it'll work. Chad W $5 saying 99% confident Roman versus Cody Knight or Roman versus Rock Knight 1 and Cody beats Roman Knight 2. Go away, Roman, and never come back. Don't hate me, Issa. Ha ha. Look, after what happened to CM Punk and after like risk of injury and stuff, like they're not putting their second main event contingent on the first main event, even if there's a 1% chance of an injury happening, like they're not risking that for WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And Roman versus Rock. I'm sorry, Roman versus Rock. Okay, look at the PR WWE has had lately. You all know the headlines, like go to Wrestling Inc. We got it. But I'm just saying, like, Roman versus Rock is a very night, it's more of that positive Triple H wants to focus on. You know, it's the most positive thing they could do in terms of programming for mainstream press. Because I don't think their mainstream press, given the Wall Street Journal story today, I don't think their mainstream press is going to get better. So they need to throw what they got to try and bring some sunshine.
That doesn't make any sense, Glenn. I'm sorry. Well, I mean, if things are bad with a company, you can't solve it with wrestling matches. If anything, you would say if they built like a theme park, I would say, yeah.
I personally would think that with The Rock being at the level that he's at and the insurance and the movies and all this, I don't think this is a last minute, let's just throw this match out there. I think this was planned ahead of time. Otherwise, we would have not gotten a tease of it weeks ago before all of everything the world caught on fire as far as the news goes.
And like, man, doesn't it feel like a year ago when The Rock showed up on day one? That was 32 days ago that happened.
January was way too long.
Poor gender.
And it's my birthday month, and I still think it was way too long.
Ralph the Ace 999. Thank you, Ralph, saying wrestling fans are going crazy. Wrestling fans are going crazy on socials. Kind of worth this twist. I'll say that my living room of five really casuals exploded off the couch. And I feel bad for Cody. This is the most babyface sympathy Cody has gotten ever. He looked so sad tonight.
How does Ralph have five friends to watch wrestling with every week? I don't.
We're casuals.
Yeah, what the heck, bro? So what's your secret?
I can't even get five hardcore wrestling fans on a group text.
For real.
Yeah. We can only get three people on this podcast.
Yeah, at most. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Tox Kazim, Buck 99's name was done to erase the Vince stink. That's why.
I think it's going to help, but I think this was planned way ahead of time. You don't just call The Rock and be like, hey, can you show up tomorrow? First of all, he couldn't even breathe after hitting a one wrestling move on Jinder. So this is something that he needs to be preparing for. This is not something that you just, it's The Rock. Like, it's not just anybody that can be like, oh, yeah, I'm available. You know what I mean? No. Like, there's no way that this was planned in a matter of 3 days.
And we heard the rumors, maybe they were seeing if they could get KSA, if they could get Saudi to pay a big premium on doing Roman and The Rock there for Crown Jewel.
Who said this?
No, that was the rumors. That's what you read online, you know, saying like, oh, they might be doing that. I mean, but who knows in this day and age with, you know, all the misinformation out
there. They also said Australia was trying to pay for The Rock.
Well, Australia's got that kind of money.
I'm just saying, you do it for WrestleMania. They're
doing it for WrestleMania.
The Rock and Roman is a WrestleMania match.
WrestleMania 40 especially. Like, this is going to be a celebration. Well, maybe not quite the celebration it was going to be of all things past and present WWE, but like WWE, they like to toot their own horn. This is going to be a big deal for WrestleMania 40 in Philly. But CM Punk getting injured changes things as well. Now Cody versus Seth. Main event night one, co-main event maybe with Becky versus Rhea.
Literally for the B plus player title, because that title got buried tonight.
It's the night one title. Thank you.
We don't know. It's the first time that it's there.
Not to sound disrespectful, but that title was never elevated because it was so new. So you could totally bury it. Like, it's like
co-main event night two. Bayley versus Io or Bianca versus Jade?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I would put Bayley versus Io personally, but
they did call this tonight.
Y'all want Jade? Y'all want Jade and Bianca to be somewhere involved with each other? I don't understand why, but that's the vibe.
Chad W, $5. Honestly, though, what is the point of Cody versus Rollins? He beat him how many times already?
He beat him with a freaking popped bone in his shoulder. Like, he beat him at like 25%.
Okay, Issa, what's the most sad? This will be interesting, your answer to this. What's the most satisfying Cody Rhodes WrestleMania match you can book for this year?
I don't know, Gunther.
Oh, that. Okay, Flobo.
I'm with Issa with that one, but I love what RGB was saying here too. Cody versus Roman for the chamber for the title, and then having, you have Rock, Roman doesn't need the strap at all, because there's no way Rock's gonna be the champion when they fight. Why would he give him the title?
That seems so weird.
Working on the nation chamber,
yeah. As far as, like,
so nothing's gonna go down in this entire pay per view or PLE. It's nothing. Sorry, guys. WrestleMania is next, 60 days away.
I'm sorry. What went down at the Royal Rumble outside of Bayley winning? Logan retained, Roman retained, and we got a freaking deja vu of last year's Royal Rumble. So if they did that at one of their biggest pay-per-views, I don't expect a lot of things to happen, and not before WrestleMania. I don't.
That's awful. Like, I don't like the fact that we all go, well, nothing can happen until one time out the year. It just seems kind of stiff, man.
Yeah.
Title shots all the time.
I would be funny, Cody, to sort of throw it back at Seth and say the Intercontinental Championship is the real workhorse title. So I'm facing Gunther at WrestleMania.
Oof, that
would be awful. Funny.
I mean, that is more lineage, at least.
Honky tonk man.
Chad W, $5. Anyway, they make it a triple threat and have Rock take the fall to keep Cody, keep Roman looking strong. If there was a triple threat, they would have said something tonight, I think.
But they might. They might. There was nothing said outside of a stare down.
He's doing, Cody, but walking away, Cody said not at WrestleMania. He said, I'm taking it all from you, but not at WrestleMania. So here's what happens night one. Cody gets together with Drew Gulak and comes out and gives a PowerPoint presentation entitled Where It All Went Wrong, The Cody Rhodes story.
That's a deep cut if you don't remember the PowerPoint era of Drew Gulak.
Oh, Glenn has never let go of the PowerPoint era. It was his favorite thing.
It was awesome. So yeah, Cody comes out and just walks the crowd through where it all went wrong.
Wow.
Yeah, I think that's the key. No, look. Okay, so we're gonna talk about this. Do we have news stories for tonight? What do we have?
I think we touched upon the fact that CM Punk's injury has kind of altered the course of WrestleMania. But let's talk about Brock Lesnar. The Wrestling Inc. reports because of the implications of the Beast with that lawsuit, he's not going to be in any of these plans heading towards WrestleMania 40. And on top of that, his items are discounted at WWEshop.com. Now a Fanatic experience. So looks like Brock Lesnar is persona non grata. It won't be on the table to be selected for WrestleMania.
And that solves Gunther versus Cody, solves what Gunther's up to. Because Gunther was supposed to face Brock.
There's still one man who can do it if he's healthy. One more time. Oh. Banger after banger after banger.
Famous. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. But who's going to face Dominic Mysterio in Australia?
Oh, man. I vote Glenn.
We're going to see what happens. I think it's going to be, it's going to be a Judgment Day pay-per-view. Like Rhea and Nia could end up being the main event singles match aside from the chamber matches. Judgment Day is defending the tag titles. Got to give Dominic something hot to do. And JD can be the hype man.
Yeah.
Or R-Truth can beat JD for a spot in Judgment Day.
R-Truth is not part of Judgment Day.
He will be after he beats JD McDonagh in a singles match.
Live, laugh, love.
Yes. Man, this really does. Like, I thought I was good with this Rock versus Roman thing at Mania. Just seeing Cody tonight really bummed me out, and it makes the Royal Rumble feel a little less relevant. I'll be curious to see how the online. I haven't looked at all the online discourse, but I'll be curious to see if there's outrage.
You didn't think it's also relevant as soon as we got the same winner back to back.
When they kept saying it's been 26 years since somebody won back to back, I should have realized.
There's
Cody's winning.
For that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cody's winning again. And that was always the plan, by the way. I know there's a lot of CM Punk conspiracy theorists out there that CM Punk was supposed to win, but he got injured. And they called an audible, but no.
Aliens.
Because the last 10 minutes of that Rumble, he felt like they were stalling. So people were like, is somebody going to come out? Like, what's happening here? You could tell that Punk wasn't wrestling at 100% there at the end.
Yeah, so what Issa is saying is much like AJ Styles and the flat earth theories, she's not saying it's true, but the people with the conspiracy theory make some good points.
He's not a flat earther. He just thinks they have good points, Glenn.
I missed you so much, Issa.
I missed you so much. I might be coming to visit you like in a few days.
I know. It'd be great. Let's hang out, not catch COVID together. okay. So let's talk about SmackDown. We're going to come back to this because I'm going to let this sink in. And I'm curious what everyone else thinks. Is everyone else bummed about Cody?
No.
I'm fine with it.
You're good?
We should send Alfred some flowers. I should text him right now, actually.
I'm not even a Cody hater, but like if someone gave me all these toys, and we'll get to all these signings and additions, which is kind of scary if you're someone on the roster who hasn't been used, and all these people are coming to your shows, and you tell me if you don't watch wrestling, which is what most people who watch WrestleMania don't do, they're casuals, the most casual event of the year, you have a choice of a guy who wrestled last year or The Rock. And 10 times out of 10, it's going to be Rocky. So, yeah, I'm on for the ride. This isn't SummerSlam. This isn't Starcade. It's WrestleMania. Look, I bet Logan Paul covers Roman up too. Maybe he can become a double champ. I don't know. Throw anything at the wall.
Man, Cody fans now know how Sami Zayn fans felt after Montreal last year.
Oh, whatever, Sami Zayn.
Please, you were the only person that...
Everybody wanted Sami to win. Everyone except
everybody?
You.
Everybody? Are you calling me? Okay, thank you. I am somebody. My mom says so.
That's right. You let him know. Bad clip.
I texted Alfred. As a matter of fact, wait. The last text message I have from Alfred says, also, and then in all caps, I can't wait for Cody to finally beat Roman in Philly. Let's go, Cody. So I'm so happy to text him right now.
Oof. Shout out to Alfred.
Okay, so I mean, this is the second worst thing to happen to Cody in recent years since that neck tattoo.
Kick a man when he's down. Love it.
Sorry. I'll never get over that. Even when he's the face of the company, I'll just be like, that still seems weird. He'll be the face of the company, but not the neck of the company.
Wait, what's your order of bad things that happened to Cody?
Who's the like, neck of the company?
In recent years, the neck tattoo, yeah. And then this.
No, I'm going to say the neck tattoo, the rubber chicken at the end of Mania, and then this.
Okay. Man, this is like Charlie Brown in the football. Poor Cody. Okay, so let's talk about SmackDown. Let's talk about everything that happened tonight. We started with Logan Paul. Out there.
I didn't even know he was advertised for tonight. Were you shocked? Yeah. Or maybe I got used to him never being there too, but like I was actually shocked to see him there.
Yeah, it was weird. Like him getting into Kevin Owens, saying he's not going to give him another chance. Kevin Owens facing then Austin Theory with Logan on commentary. And the brass knuckles.
I love the back and forth between Logan and Kevin Owens. I thought they were both making really good points. I thought it was a fun back and forth.
Yeah. It's good. Flobo, what'd you think?
Hey, Kevin Owens getting smart with the brass knuckles. Sign me up. Why not? This is that everyman stuff. I guess we're supposed to feel that Logan Paul's a jerk. But my biggest takeaway is, man, if you're Austin Theory, you have like a week to be something fancy because you are the most irrelevant man on the roster right now. I was like, Austin Theory, why do I care? Oh, right. A guy in the division. Bro, you need something to change. So, yeah, Logan's great. Kevin Owens great. Austin Theory, something has to change.
Do you think Austin and Grayson break up their bromance and have a singles match in Australia?
I mean, Grayson's he's a made man. He's fine because he has a talk show segment and he's annoying and he has the most weirdest body types. You think you can beat up yourself? So if you're in the fan watching that, you want to see those guys get beat. The Miz, totally that. If you're Austin Theory, you're just like to his credit or discredit, he's a physical specimen, but there's nothing about him you want to hate. It's like, okay, he just frowns at me. Boo. So I don't know. I really feel if they break up, Austin Theory might flounder. And now you're looking around and seeing everyone getting signed from NXT. It's like, Austin, you got to see the writing on the wall, man.
Yeah, like I felt that when he came out of the Rumble, there was like no reaction. And this part, like with Austin Theory, it's not even part of the generic music. His music is very recognizable. He doesn't have that terrible syndrome of the music that you have to wait until they put up the name on the screen to know who's coming out. No, I recognize right. His music immediately. There was no reaction. And it's crazy to think that last year he was building a program with John Cena. That was the beginning of the downfall for Austin Theory, if I'm being honest. And John Cena called it on his promo.
Oof, well, he did, damn.
Yeah. He said, I got nothing to lose, whether I win or lose, but you lose everything. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Wow.
I mean, John Cena... He nexus Austin Theory.
Shout out to Majestic Marie. I had met Austin Theory too. I was on board. I was like, I want to see you do well. But like that was post the egg stuff, but pre the Grayson Waller stuff.
Post
but
the now, egg stuff.
You know, the Fabergé or the golden egg or whatever. But like I just feel like, man, on a brand that's so stuffed to the gills, I can like you, I can hate you. But Theory and Dragon Lee are just guys, I'm like. What is your gimmick?
Well, you know what? Not even in the indies. I actually, like, he was doing the media day last year for the Royal Rumble, and I remember interviewing him and going, oh, my God, he's great. He's got charisma. He knew how to answer everything. He was funny. And I was like, I don't feel like this is the guy that comes across on TV, and that was even before the Cena match. He was, like, interviewing a completely different person than what I see on TV. Like, it was crazy for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll see. What happens, but I thought this match was good tonight. Kevin Owens along with Paul, the rematch is going to be really good. Australia, you think?
That and match then, got put in a really bad spot because the Royal Rumble was such a short pay-per-view and it slept on. I thought it was good. I thought the finish was very clever, but it's like you put it after the main title match and before the last Rumble, that was it was the break match.
Yeah, it was tough, especially because the women's Rumble opened so hot. At the
and
show.
It was so good. And then you put the Undisputed Universal Championship. Everybody wanted to see it. And that was
wait, everybody wanted to see it?
Yeah.
We knew the outcome. We knew how that was gonna go.
It was a great AJ match. And there was, so you're saying that now nobody wants to see AJ Styles, LA Knight, or Randy Orton?
We knew, but we knew Roman was winning.
Of course, we always know Roman's winning. I never doubt that for one second. But I can tell you one thing, being there, nobody moved from their seats during that match. And that's not the case for the match that followed.
Fun time with games, Buck 99. Why do baby faces never stick to their word ever? I mean...
one time I heard an interview with Bret Hart, and he said that one of the things that he thought that he did so well as a babyface was never promise something that he knew he wasn't going to be able to accomplish, because it would take his credibility away as a babyface. And I feel like that art has been lost today.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to get Cody more sympathy. That's for sure.
I guess.
Maybe they'll do some Daniel Bryan WrestleMania 30 thing where they haven't wrestled both nights. Not necessarily Roman wrestling both nights, but maybe they haven't wrestled somebody for a chance to enter the main event or something like that.
I mean, you won the Royal Rumble.
So what does that mean, Glenn?
Punch your ticket to the main event of WrestleMania.
I think the main event's a fluid concept now with two nights and all that stuff. And shows opening with title matches.
That's a very Triple H. Really the main event. The main event means something different to
the
everybody.
The fans are the main event of WrestleMania.
And WrestleMania, isn't every match a main event?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Your match on Friday Night SmackDown before. Like, wait a minute.
It's really the third night of WrestleMania if you think about it, you know?
The Raw after Mania is the real main event, Cody.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
Okay, so Kevin Owens beat Austin Theory. We saw Naomi. She was Nick Aldis's office. She signed a contract. She's going to be on SmackDown. So he was talking to Misha and Shotzi and Bianca Belair. And then Tiffany Stratton emerged and announced she'd also signed. Bianca Belair was getting into it with Tiffany, where it was like, ooh, I'm curious where this is going. But then Tiffany hit Misha and Mia Yim, setting up a match for them.
Yeah, that happened. I'm excited. Yeah.
So Tiffany Stratton hits Mia Yim after talking to Bianca, and then Mia Yim gets so mad she has to be like a Gen Z. Yeah, I'm going to stand on business. Oh, hey, no. You're like, wait a minute. I thought you were in the OC. I don't talk like that last week.
No, that's how Gallus Anderson talk.
that's not the guys who, what's that, Boner Mania or whatever? They don't talk like that. But yeah, props to me and for having the match and the main event tonight, technically speaking. So,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Tonight was very eventful with not that much wrestling happening. But we did have Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate versus the LWO versus Legado del Fantasma versus Pretty Deadly. Oh, man. Really?
No Lobos jokes? Thank the Lord.
You didn't even give me a chance. You didn't even give me a chance.
I'm sorry.
You didn't even give me a chance.
I'm so sorry.
Legado. So Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate won.
They were great at the Royal Rumble, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Oh, man. And before we saw, they were at Tony D'Angelo's Italian restaurant, it looked like.
Why? What are they doing?
Well, they were down there, you know.
Wait,
I have that respect for the Spanglish promo, though. I pop for that because that's how I speak all the time.
Okay, I'm about to say, like, they'll be, that was the best promo of the night.
Yeah, but like, I speak a lot of Spanglish, especially with my family. Like, we switch back and forth, and I appreciate it. I was like, that's very real, because that's how we do it. If you speak both languages, it's a mess. Oh, but I like the promo. I was like, why do we have to be at Tony D'Angelo's restaurant? Like, couldn't we have done it in a different setting? And I love when Elektra said, I never left. It's true. You left her, bro.
She was like, bye.
That was, I like this match a lot, but I loved seeing Zelina and Elektra get into it. Like,
Puerto Rican and Puerto Rican violence?
I want to see that feud. I love both of them. I think they're both phenomenal characters.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that match.
Mm. Puerto Rican violence. No, I think it was the best possible result. Look, Legado and LWO is going to have some sort of like killer match or whatever. But you got Pretty Deadly, and then are they still British Strong Style? I'm not sure what the name is. They have that going on because they think that Pete Dunne's a different person. So yeah, I think it was the best thing. I think it was my most favorite match of the night, but I know it's not something that's going to be like super like, yeah.
No, it's fun.
Yeah.
So Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate are going to face the winners of a SmackDown multi-tag match to see who's going to face Judgment Day in Australia at Backlash.
Yay.
So this was interesting. They didn't telegraph this. I don't think they telegraphed this as much. Maybe I missed it, but Bailey caught Io, Kari, and Asuka making fun of her.
Oh my God, her facials were incredible.
Yeah.
I wanted to cry with her.
But I don't, did they really build this though? I don't feel like we saw on screen.
They've been building it for months.
Have they? I felt like they all looked kind of. I thought there was unity and damage control, maybe because I want
to
believe.
They have left her out every single time. It has been teased to a point that we have all given up on them breaking up because they've done it for so long.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Long, we didn't think it would actually happen.
I thought they were confident enough in their friendship to not have to spend every moment together anymore.
Oh, yeah. That never happens.
I have lots of friends that I don't have. You know, I don't talk to.
You said you didn't have friends.
The only friends that I have, I don't spend any time with. That's how we stay friends.
Yeah, I don't spend time with my friends, but I'm confident in the friendship.
I'll probably not like them anymore if I spend time with them.
I just love this. I know that the whole world is going to say it's going to be Bailey and Io, but I like the reveal of knowing Japanese. The sound she made when she was like hit, like
gong.
Oh yeah, it was great, man. Like it was like this expression where she could hit the comeback with the pipe. Like we got there, we know where we're going, but that's just so much fun. Bailey is so good at what she does.
Maybe I just don't pick up on clues. Nope. And now I'm wondering, I'm like, oh man, is my marriage in trouble? Have I been ignoring some signs there? Because apparently I just don't see these things coming until it's
Valentine's Day is like in a week and a half, just putting it out there.
Oh man.
Glenn, what's the friend? I even texted you from good. Tampa.
I know. But this was great tonight with them beating up Bailey in the ring and then where was Dakota? But Bailey saying she's gonna face
what the heck is going on? I know. So we don't know whose side she's on.
Yeah, and then Bailey saying she's gonna face Io, but she's gonna need some backup, which means she's gonna, you know, we can't get Sasha, but she can get those Bailey buddies back. They're gonna have her back.
Stop. That was almost four years and 4 months ago. Like, that's ridiculous how much time has passed. But if I see a Bailey buddy, I would pop, but I know everyone else would be like, what? Man, don't stop on us.
I mean, this was pretty babyface turn for her tonight.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%. Yeah.
Yeah. She's gonna have a great mania moment. Mania moment. Say that five times fast. Gonna be good though. I really like the segment tonight. On any other SmackDown, this would have been the biggest thing on SmackDown. Bailey's face turn and breaking up damage control.
Yeah. It does beg the question why that happened then. Like, why would you have both choices? But I'm glad they did it though.
Well, they announced it. She said she was going to announce her decision on Friday.
That's what I'm saying. Like, on paper, I was a little worried going in. Like, why would they rush this? But I'm glad it happened.
I mean, tonight took away a lot of WrestleMania mystery. Like, we know now some stuff that's happening between her.
Shout out to Rhea Ripley, though. She went to SmackDown, got dressed. She was ready to come out because she thought she was going to get picked. And then she just showed up. I hope she gets paid for the day.
She's getting her, you know, getting that downside.
Just looking out for talent.
Yeah. And then the hottest faction in all of wrestling, the faction everybody's talking about, the group that has set the wrestling world on fire, the Final Testament.
The Judgment Day from Wish.com.
Darn.
Damn, not even Timu?
Savage. Yeah. The Final Not Testament. Even
Timu. Timu's too popular right now. So wish.
And Final Testament has, you know, Karrion Kross, America's sweetheart, growing his hair out. What profession does he look like now, Issa, with his long hair? What's he do for a living when he's not wrestling?
He's in a cover band.
What band did they cover? What did they cover?
Guns N' Roses.
Okay. Oof. And their gimmick is they look nothing like Guns N' Roses.
Correct.
Okay. Do they have a cheeky name like Thorns and Ammo or something? You know?
No, I love that actually.
Okay. Yes, that's so the name. That's when he's not fronting Thorns and Ammo, and people going, "You look nothing like Axl Rose," and he's like, "That's the point." They've got them, you know, and Karrion goes up against Bobby, and then they got the Street Profits with Bobby, and then they got the Authors of Pain in the Final Testament, and then you go, "Aha! They have Scarlet in the Final Testament, and now B-Fab has aligned herself with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits to help even the odds." So the question is, Flobo, what old man does Bobby Lashley call up to beat up Paul Ellering and really even the odds?
Tony Atlas. I'm just kidding. I'm so mad. This segment defies every. Okay. MASH didn't have a winner. B-Fab comes out to absolutely zero fanfare after not being on TV for like 2 months. So we could forget who it was. Final Testament still has the worst logo ever. Why is Scarlet in the group and why is she doing all the dirty work? I don't understand what the group is. Are they paramilitary? Are they magic? Are they a hacking group? Are they retribution? Somebody tell me something. I just want some information. Please.
It's weird. Issa, how's the Final Testament working out for you?
It's not. I'm sorry. I know that I have to go into detail about it, but I can't. I can't. It's not clicking. I don't know.
It's not great.
Right.
It's not as bad as Karrion Kross with the mask.
I mean, you're arguing it's no, because it, with the mask, at least I got it. Oh, he's supposed to be menacing, but I don't know what this group is. Are they trying to demean the mid card? Did they hate Lashley? Did Lashley do something?
Trying to demean the mid card.
I don't know. Are they a group for hire? Are they the APA? I don't know what they are.
Wait, Flo, but your thing is the mid card's not mid enough.
That's what I'm talking about. We need to really
drive home the mid card is.
And why is B-Fab showing up with no motivation, no kind of thing?
Good for her, though.
Good for her being on TV, but you set her up to fail. B-Fab comes out to absolutely no response in this schmoz after we've all given up on what this is. She is not going to recover from this. Poor girl.
Woman, at least she got to sing Hit Row before.
Oh, I quit. I quit.
The Final Testament's really bad. That logo, like...
The true false exam. Judgment Day.
They want to be the Judgment Day so bad.
Yeah. That logo is like something a 14-year-old kid into heavy metal does in Photoshop to try and like get a rise out of their teacher. Like, look how controversial this is. I'm making fun of religion. Like, this is not cool. But Bobby needs an old man to beat up Paul Ellering.
I guess. Tony Atlas is my choice.
Okay.
Teddy Long, maybe? I don't know.
Oh.
I thought Teddy Long.
And I only say like it's like, oh, that seems super obvious. Isn't it kind of weird? Welcome to the WWE. Like, that's how let me just say it for a second. It would be amazing if they said we're just getting an old white guy to hang out with Bobby Lashley,
right?
And the Street Profits and B-Fab, but that's not what they're gonna do.
Nope.
Yeah.
What would the old white guy be?
It should be funny. It was just like Road Dog, and nobody said anything.
Oh,
and
we're man. Like,
you have all these vignettes with Road Dog just hanging out.
Somebody might have got to cook out one time 30 years ago.
He's like, I used to have dreadlocks.
He did. It's a dark time, y'all.
Anyhow, Bron Breakker was backstage about to sign a SmackDown contract when Adam Pearce walked in and told him to hold off for Raw. Braun said he's going to Raw Monday. They're going to talk. And then Jade Cargill, for a meeting with Nick Aldis. I mean, if SmackDown gets either of them, SmackDown is exceptionally stacked.
Interesting that we're getting these call-ups now after Mania, but props to Braun.
It was cool, though. Gracie and Jade. And then Tiffany Stratton took on Mee Chin. Mee Chin, who... It's been a few times. Mee Chin works these squash matches where she gets in a lot.
Mm-hmm. She looked good. This is not. She did it a couple of weeks ago, I think, right? And like she looked really good, but then she ends up losing every single time. So I don't know how to feel. It's like a mixed emotion where it's like, oh, she looks really good. She should be doing more, but then she's always losing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you think
Tiffany looked great?
Yeah. Flobo, what do you think of Tiffany?
I was never the biggest Tiffany Stratton fan on NXT when she was Daddy's Little Rich Girl or whatever, but I do think in that Becky feud brought a different layer to her. Commentary, which we haven't talked about yet, put her over a lot during the match, so I guess there's a lot of plans for Tiffany Stratton. But you know that side graphic they did, like with the moving images that they have now for the superstars? When they did Tiffany's, I was like, oh my gosh, how are you going to have a division with her, Rhea, Jade, Bianca? Like, these, like, this, it's going to be a whole different division. It's going to be like the ab division. Like, it's going to be crazy. It's for all that muscle division, dude. So props to her, man. Sky's the limit.
I didn't like, and normally I don't have an issue with this, they were piping in noise during that match that I couldn't tell how over Tiffany actually was. And I only say they were piping in noise because if you looked at that front row, like
nobody was moving.
Nobody was doing anything in that front row. Like, and then when they were piping in like a little bit of "this is awesome," you saw one guy trying to clap along and go with it. But I think Tiffany Stratton's amazing. I just, it's normally not that noticeable. Tonight, that was noticeable. But I get that they wanted to give her the best debut possible.
Buff Barbie.
I wish she would have got more of that moon. I wish she would have connected more of that moonsalt, though, at the end.
They replayed it.
Yeah, I wish they would not replayed it. I was like, oh, she missed that. I caught it immediately. I was like, oof.
Yeah. But I think everything, presentation, backstage, I mean, she's going to be a top star.
Just a nice little video package, like what they did with Carmelo Hayes, would have really helped her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you put some of those clips with her feud with Becky, you know what I mean? Like, that really would just automatically get that casual viewer to go, oh, okay.
Man. Yeah, I'm curious what they're going to have for her post-Mania. But I think it'll be good. Okay, so they said Roman and Cody were going to confront each other at like a half an hour till close. And then we got commercial break, Roman's entrance, commercial break, Cody.
Cody's entrance, commercial break.
Came back,
Roman was out there.
Mm-hmm. He was.
Roasting. But what do you think of Roman's promo tonight?
I thought it kind of slipped into farce, but I think he had a lot of things in the chamber, man. He came out, I was like, that Seth Rollins ain't me, let me tell you why. So he straight up club Shay Shade, poor old Seth Rollins for no reason. It was funny, though. Okay, I was like, he's going to stand up back.
Issa, what'd you think?
I thought it was great. I thought everything he said was a fact.
A fact?
I thought it was incredible. I think horses do not walk like that. He's right. We don't like horses. That's a known fact. But yeah, I liked it. I thought it was great. I like that he brought up his schedule. I like that he flexed on all of them because it's what's being talked about the most about him right now.
Said that Seth wears his wife's clothes.
He does.
What?
They share a wardrobe. Thank you.
It's a great wardrobe. Sometimes.
It's economical too. yeah, it was weird. I didn't like him. I mean, but I guess Seth fired shots at Roman, so it kind of makes sense. Man.
You know, Seth should be the person. Just saying, it shouldn't be Cody. It should be Seth, but that's our conversation for a different day.
Yeah, I mean, it's Survivor Series. You tell me Seth versus Roman. I'm into it, but I have a feeling they're going to hold Cody. That Seth versus
Roman hasn't beat Seth on pay-per-view. He beat Cody.
Yeah.
Seth should be the person with their history and everything. If you want me to put one name out there that I would cry a little bit less about that Roman loses to, it will be Seth.
That's Mania 41. That's a match for Mania 41. Roman versus Seth for the World Heavyweight Championship.
And then what about Cody? He goes to the next Mania.
No, Cody's going to win. Cody's going to get the belt at Survivor Series.
No, he's not.
He's never going to get it?
Correct. Okay. You're never going to get this. You're never going to get this.
Dang.
Whoa. That'd be a funny promo if Roman just starts like doing keep away with the belt, with the bloodline.
Well, I don't know. I was quoting Borat, but yeah. I don't know that. I don't know that. I would actually laugh very hard if Roman did that.
But okay, so
Cody. You might as well tonight.
Okay, so Roman roasted Seth and basically said, like, this is a punk move.
Yeah.
You know, I work a tenth as much as Seth does for 10 times the money. Sure, go after Seth, go after Seth. He basically made it that if Cody had come out there and said, I'm going after Seth, like, that would not have been cool tonight after what Roman did. Mm-hmm. But that's the problem I had with this segment, is that Cody came out and he didn't make an affirmative choice. He said, Roman, I'm not going after you at Mania. I'm going to take everything you got, but I'm not doing it at WrestleMania. That's what made me feel like that puts the button on why I feel the way I do, because Cody could have made a full-throated defense of why the World Heavyweight Championship, the Intercontinental Championship, or something else was more important. Even Survivor Series, he could have called a shot and said, War Games is important to me for X, Y, and Z. But because he just sort of was like, well, in all my counsel, I talked to somebody else, and then just sad sulk to the back while The Rock came out and just stared down Roman. Like, that's what I like. Cody didn't go out tonight saying, I've made my choice, I've made my decision, I'm happy with this, I'm good on this. He was like, so we talked to other people, and it's not gonna be WrestleMania. Like, tail between his legs, went sulk to the back. That's what bums me out about.
Is there any way Cody can recover in your eyes, or he's good as dead to you?
No, it's not good as dead. It's just that I think that
he's a tryhard.
Wow. I think that you need to, this is wrestling, right? Cody just won the Royal Rumble less than a week ago. Cody Rhodes telling everyone, I'm going to finish the story, I'm going to be the face of this company. Look at the WrestleMania press conference. Going out there and be like, I told y'all, y'all had your memes, like, bow down, I'm the new face of this company, yada, yada. So for Cody to come out there and not be a man with a plan, that's what I didn't like.
Right.
If Cody Rhodes had come out there and said, I decided I'm going to do this for this, he could have pulled a reason out of thin air. He could have said, what month did Dusty fail at the Garden to win the championship?
Can tell the top of my head. Let's know in the chat. Let's know.
If that was November, he could have said that happened in the Garden in November. Survivor Series is going to be Madison Square Garden this year. You know what I mean? He could have sold this.
This is why I hate WrestleMania season, because this breaks what's supposed to be with fans. We're supposed to watch our stuff. We don't do this for Survivor Series or Clash of the Castle, but we have to do this. So I ask you this, Glenn. You got Roman Reigns. He's as good as he ever was, right, Issa? And you have Cody. You got Seth. You got The Rock. What do you do? You tell The Rock, oh, we don't need you anymore? You're not going to be in the plans. I mean, you have to use them somewhere. Why not put them against the biggest attraction you have?
No, but at the same time, if you know that The Rock was happening, then you could have just wrote this differently, unless they just gave him the back-to-back Rumbles as a consolation prize. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just don't think that he needed to win the Rumble if this is the direction that we were going. I don't think that an audible was called, don't get me wrong. But I do think that the CM Punk getting injured might have, like, really complicated things. I personally thought it was going to be Roman and Rock for a while, right? But I just don't know that we needed to give the Rumble win then if he's not going for Roman. Because then now you're just really getting the story that's never going to be finished. But you're making it that way. Because if he didn't win the Rumble, then there's no way for him to get back to Roman unless we figure out a different way. You know what I mean? So I'm more bothered by the Royal Rumble win, because I don't really said I didn't want to see the story play out the same way that it did last year. You know, with him winning the Rumble, blah, blah, blah. But if you knew that Roman and The Rock was the plan, then you really screwed Cody by giving him the Rumble, even though it's a great accomplishment on paper to win back-to-back Rumbles.
Yeah.
It completely messes up the story.
I see.
Underground Night 499 saying, could the cliffhanger actually be WWE testing the waters with concerns of how the fans would react and holding on making an official match decision? Cody said not at WrestleMania. That is out there. That is on the record.
Yeah, but you know, things change. Cars,
I know things change. I know.
I just don't, again, I think that The Rock is way too much money, way too much PR, way too many things to be involved for them to just be testing waters or making this decision today. I think this is something that was planned way longer, and I think the little mistakes are showing up now with the way that is playing out.
Right now,
and it should have been the biggest freaking match with the greatest build, and they're already screwing it up, and we just started.
Trending right now, in addition to Dakota Kai, and finish the story. Poor Cody is trending on Twitter right now.
Nice.
You should go from Vegas to LA and take Alfred out to the Olive Garden to cheer him up, or Applebee's.
I sent him a text. I have an update because he did text me back. And yeah. I said, hey, where should I send the flowers?
Dang.
But send it charcuterie, you know?
And so he said to Roman after he loses his titles.
The Rock?
He was in denial last year. I had to tell him every show that Cody wasn't winning, and I was right at the end. It's just deja vu for everybody but me. For me, it's just another Roman, successfully defending. I'm used to this.
No, the Rock's going to beat Roman, for the titles. If it's for the titles, Rock's going to win. And then he's going to get cashed in on Damian Priest, and that'd be the whole new chapter. Serious. That's going to happen. Because how do you reset that title now with someone who's beatable? The Rock's not going to be there long term. The Rock's not going to lose on paper, because The Rock never lost a fight. It's in its contract now. He's going to be our champ. And he's going to get folded up by Damian Priest. That's going to be it.
And then Cody finishes the story by beating Damian Priest?
No, by beating Roman Reigns in an unsanctioned match.
The Rock's not winning.
I'm thinking of that Simpsons episode where Ralph Wiggum's in love with Lisa, and then Lisa tells her off, and Bart, it's on TV, and Bart's like, there, you could see the actual moment where his heart rips in half. Like, that was tonight. With Cody, and I feel awful. Absolutely awful.
You just gave me an idea, but since he came out and kind of called us out of the press conference, I will not be making that meme. You should make it, Glenn.
Yeah.
Because he came out and told us all. I saw the memes, and I directly started staring at the floor because I might have made a few. I felt attacked. I did. I made some Finish the Story memes that were too good. How do you not?
I mean, he's going to finish the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right?
He needs a ghostwriter. Maybe that's the story. The Rock is his ghostwriter, and he's going to come in to ghostwrite the rest of the story.
That makes him look like Nicholas tag teaming with Braun Strowman.
Hey, Nicholas is the one with the strap, all right? Nicholas finished the story. Pesky school got in the way, had to vacate, but he won.
I don't know, man. This is all weird. I don't know how I feel about this.
Oh, are you going to be okay, Glenn?
He won't.
No, I don't know.
Why are you sad? You knew it was going to be The Rock and Roman. We've all been waiting for it.
I know. It hits different, you know?
How?
Well, actually seeing it and seeing the way Cody looked tonight, like I'm looking at the video now, like The Rock whispering in his ear, like Cody just looks so sad.
You should have stayed at the other place, kid.
Oh, do you think, okay, Flobo, what was The Rock saying in Cody's ear?
I don't know. I feel like it's one of those like Black Adam situations, right? I think I'm here, kid. Yeah.
Oh, you won't?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put you in my next movie, bro.
Fast 11. Count on it. Okay. We should probably wrap this. Any other thoughts? Any other insight? Anything else?
So glad Billy's liberated, but thanks. So glad she's liberated, man. EO, her title run is so nondescript. Bailey carried her run, and now she's coming after it because there are a bunch of jerks and weenies. I think it's going to be a really emotional, good story. So I'm in.
Yeah, man. Issa, final thoughts?
No, I'm just waiting for you to finish making that meme.
I'm doing it right now. On the
I know. Everybody
follow me on Twitter at Glenn Rubenstein. And there, I just made the meme with the photo.
Thank you. Man.
That was quick, man. That's service.
Yes. Man, I'm, yes, everyone's Cody, Danny Omega, Cody got effed over. It's just not, beer money. The Rock said, you're going to carry this company, give it one more year. This is tough.
But Cody,
I feel like they put themselves into these situations, right? Like what we were talking about with Bryanson Danielson. Whatever his name is.
Bryanson Danielson.
Turns at law.
Right. you put yourself in a situation and you put the fans behind this person, which is great for the fans movement, right? But again, I'm telling you, if you knew this was going to be the match, you should have not given the Rumble to Cody. And then that way you can figure out a way for Cody to get to Roman later on differently.
Yeah.
If he was ever going to get Mania, then let him win the next Money in the Bank. You know what I mean? Like, Cody can announce his cashing because he's such a tryhard. He would do that. But, like, there is a different way for him to get to Roman later on. What? What? Well, you know he would.
I love the pot shot.
Tell me that you don't expect. Tell me that you don't expect Cody to announce his cashing ahead of time if he has
the sad part is I do, but the pot shot, try hard, yo, leave Cody alone.
But, imagine, like, he's such a try hard that he wins the Rumble and he's not even going to pick to main event WrestleMania. That's a try hard move right there. Like, absolutely. I won the Rumble, but I'm not even going to do it. No, but that, I'm telling you, if you don't give him the Rumble, you keep the fans like, the fans like will say, oh, it's BS, Cody should have won. But now you just put us in a situation where the fans are going to be like, oh my God, he's doing it, he's going to pick Roman. And then you do this. Don't give him the Rumble. Get him to Roman later, especially if this is a Survivor Series SummerSlam thing.
That's where the Punk thing... Yeah, that's where the Punk thing screwed this all up.
Give it to Gunther. Let's try to have Gunther win the Rumble.
I think... Okay, so...
Gunther is my go-to for everything right now.
Yeah, bro. Okay, so... Cody versus Seth, Cody versus Gunther. What's the better Mania match?
Because it's fresh, Gunther will be the better match, right? Because Cody's really good at selling. And so what else do you sell by chopping him out of the sky?
He'll cry. Like, he'll legit cry.
Yeah, the thing about Cody and Seth, had that original feud been even, it would be, okay, a nice revisit. But it really was three straight. So it's like, well, what can you give me in this Cody-Seth thing that makes me different? But that's the issue with that whole workhorse title. Like, the world really considers that a world championship, even though world's in its name. So I'm not really sure.
Or he says, I'm going to go for the NXT title.
All right, Charlotte.
Hey, it worked that year.
Oh, man. How random would that be? It's like Trick Williams is like, yeah, the star. And then, like, out comes Cody. Wow. My dad's Dusty Rhodes. Just 1, 2, 3. That would be awful. You would break three brands at once. You would break wrestling.
What if he challenges the TNA champion and we get another crossover?
Oh, man. The Forbidden Door? Curse Window? Yeah, sure.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, it's Cody Rhodes, Joe Hendry, live.
I thought Bailey was at least going to make a comment tonight before she picked Io. Before that happened, I thought she was going to say, maybe I go back and get that NXT title again. I would have liked a little aside like that. Just tease it.
Yeah.
That's not what the story is about, Glenn.
I know.
It's about not having friends.
Besides, she was too focused on getting that line properly, you know? Oh, you ever done that, man, when you gotta speak like a whole different language and you're just like freaking out, like, I gotta say this right?
I'm taking Spanish classes. It's muy difícil.
Listen, way back in the day before I learned English and I was going to this meet and greet with Derek Jeter, this was in like 96. I practiced my line for like an entire day to make sure that I could speak my English properly to the captain.
Absolutely. I mean,
I was more stressed out about getting the words out than I was about actually meeting him. Fun fact. So maybe Bailey was, you know, her mind was elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Okay, so Tuesday, Issa and I are back on NXT. I'm still going to be processing this.
Hopefully, we're going to be celebrating our new NXT champion, Trick Williams.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we got Vengeance Day Sunday.
Vengeance Day.
Well, it's going to be dope. I met him, Glenn. I interviewed him.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I held my composure.
Dude is so over. Dude is so over. Okay, everybody follow Flobo. Flobo Boy, Ceases at NYC, Demon Diva, that's Diva with one. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. I got to process this, man. I'm feeling bad for Cody.
I don't.
I thought you didn't even like Cody. When did you start liking Cody?
I like Cody, but just tonight, he just looks so sad.
WrestleMania is going to slap you away.
Sucks to suck, bro. You know what I mean?
It's the Super Bowl of wrestling.
Sucks to suck, bro.
Yeah. ESA 2024. He's got his boss. His dog is... He's going to be okay. His dog is there. The boss is there.
Okay. Everybody,
he's
have a great
having
weekend.
A shot of Caramana in this bus, right? Imagine The Rock lifting a bottle to, like, you know, go over his sadness.
Okay, well, we'll see. And yeah, Beer Money saying, what's the purpose of Elimination Chamber? Can someone answer?
Oh, you're probably one of the women.
Slobo wants to go to Australia. That's the purpose.
Well, that's the reason why. Yeah, of course. I mean, that goes without saying. But I do think it's going to be what? One of the women's titles? Rhea's championship, right? It'll probably be in the Elimination Chamber, I would assume. Yeah. And hopefully a tag team match, Playa, is in that chamber.
I think Rhea, just seeing that moment for her, is going to be like incredible. I'm so excited. It's going to be awesome.
Brooks Jensen faced Dante Chen on Level Up tonight.
Oh, man. I got to check it out for this. Thanks for letting me know. Dante Chen, Brooks Jensen?
Yeah.
Dante Chen. Remember he was hanging out with Boa and trying to revive Tian Cha?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The Singaporean guy. Yeah. He does this.
I had tried to erase that off my memory. Anyway.
Okay, everybody. Have a great weekend. Subscribe to Wrestling Inc. We'll catch you back here next week, Tuesday. And I'm sure Ethan and I will be live tweeting Vengeance Day. Flobo as well on Sunday.
Yeah.
Catch y'all later, everyone. Have a good one. Poor Cody. Get you back here.
He's fine.
Good night.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.